We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny shit to say out his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Hey, Donkey of the Day for Friday, June 9th is really confusing me because I don't know who should get the biggest hee-haw this morning. It's either going to a man named Xavier Pope or an Uber driver named Nicholas who drives a Toyota Tacoma. Drop on the clues bombs for everybody listening to the Breakfast Club live from a Toyota Tacoma this morning. We appreciate you. I don't know whether Xavier or Nicholas should get the donkey, but I came across a New York Post article and I saw a headline, and I'm not going to lie, Nav Green, I thought about you immediately. For those of you just joining us, we have Carlos Miller and Nav Green from the 85 South Show in here. If you know anything about the 85 South Show, then you know Nav Green is a food connoisseur. Okay, best vegan recommendations I've ever heard came from Nav Green, and I know Nav really loves his foods. When I saw this headline, I thought about you, Nav, and I want you and Carlos to help me decide who should get donkey, because when I read the New York Post story, the headline says, "My Uber Eats driver asked me for gas money to deliver my food." Do y'all want to hear more of the story, or did that headline already make you feel something?
A little bit more.
Okay, a little bit more. Now, Xavier Pope, who's a Chicago resident, by the way, he tweeted, "This Uber Eats driver just asked me to cash app him gas money to bring my food to me. Pope said the driver was harassing him and wouldn't stop calling." Xavier tweeted, "He has now called me 5 times. This is harassment. I am about to call the police on this dude." Now, let me read you the exchange. Okay, the Uber driver, Nicholas, all right? Nicholas and Xavier. The Uber driver said, "Yo, it's your Uber driver. I can't make it to you unless I can somehow get gas money. Hello?" Xavier replied back, "This is unprofessional." The Uber driver said, "I understand. I'm very sorry, but let me know what you want me to do. I can't be stuck on the highway. It's the same thing as leaving a tip." Xavier replied, "Give me my food first." The guy, Uber driver, said, "That's the problem. I don't have the gas to get to you. your food or else I wouldn't ask. I just need enough gas to make it to you, sir. That man said, sir. He means well. The driver was about to run out of gas, and he didn't realize the order was so far away. Now, Xavier called those people on Nicholas, and by those people, I mean Uber support. And Uber support said behavior like this is definitely not okay. Xavier said it's something I do not want to experience again. A person coming to my home pressuring me for money. Now, I'm confused who should get the biggest hee-haw because I think Xavier overreacted. Xavier threatened to call the police because Nicholas said he needed some gas money to keep the Toyota Tacoma on the road. Nicholas said it's just like giving a tip. I hate to be the one to tell you, but that's the climate of the society we in. When we have public servants like Nicholas that make our lives easier, we got to take care of them. But then again, Nicholas, if you can't afford gas, then maybe you probably shouldn't have a job that requires a car. I told y'all earlier.
That's too much.
That's too much,
I think you should give them both donkey of the day because first of all,
talk to me,
everybody who's an adult knows when you asking somebody to do something that involves their vehicle, gas money may come up. Even if it's through an app.
Even if
what
it's a service?
I would have did, I would have sent him a little 10 or something.
Right.
For gas.
But you then, you ask
wait.
But
then,
you got it?
Once I got my order, I would have said I ain't get my order. I was going to recoup mine on the back end.
But you was getting it regardless.
I would have looked out for the young brother. Because, look, you know, I've been a delivery driver. Sometimes it do happen.
Okay.
But I'm saying you might have to take some of your money, you know, your bank money.
But he would have still been fired, though.
And buy you a little gas.
Because he would have still been fired because he never got his food.
I used to deliver pizza for Domino's. Shout out to Domino's. Best job I ever had.
Okay. I thought you was
acting. But he's sad. But he's still my own business, LLC.
He still would have got fired, though, because you said the food never came.
No, you got a few times to not deliver the food. You don't get fired on the spot. Who's gonna fire you? It's Uber Eats. You literally can apply on the app.
Yeah.
There is no boss.
Now, can we go to one of the world's foremost experts on food, Dav Green, here?
So, look, I think first off and foremost, like, if you're working for Uber or something like that, when you see the money flash up, you're gonna press submit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see the money. Mm-hmm. But then you see the distance. He look at his gas tank. I can't make it that way. Now, as a food person, and I want my food, I'm going to help you help me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you can't get to me, I'm canceling that order. Now I'm getting something.
I'm going to at least get you to me, but I don't know how you're getting back.
I don't know how you're getting back.
So who should get donkey?
Both of them. I told you, both of them.
Both of them? You think so too?
Yes.
I think the person who didn't get his food, he didn't get his food. He loses. He loses.
He had options. He could have got.
He loses the most though, Charlamagne.
Okay,
I think y'all bugging.
I want to ask you, Envy, but you don't like people that drive Toyota, so I don't even want your bougie ass.
Don't ask me. He's out the loop.
Toyota Tacoma is gets 23 miles per gallon. Gas miles or highway miles. But I would say this, when you order something from Uber Eats, they charge you all those goddamn fees. It's not like they just say, okay, the meal's $5. They charge you $5.
That plus money's not going to plus the
delivery, plus a delivery fee, plus they charge you another fee, then the taxes, and then they ask if
but
you want to give a tip.
But the man still
got to
get there, though.
Envy, have you ever been hungry and mad?
No.
See?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You don't struggle enough.
You don't struggle enough.
That's why you're not able to connect with these regular issues. You have too much going. You live a great life, and we support that. You're a role model to the black community.
Nah,
but you're jumping in and out of Ferraris and all this. You probably never even had Uber Eats.
I have a wheeze over there, but I work pretty hard. But I will say this.
Oh, I agree with Los. Let's give the double donkey to the Nicholas. And exactly. Xavier. Because
they arguing back and forth. That's sad.
That's true.
Y'all can't make that man give a tip.
Hold on. Now close BET up.
Go ahead. BET, we see y'all later. Everybody else, we see y'all Monday, BET. All right.
Now I'll get back on NBA.
That's exactly what I'm saying, though. He the type of person like, well, the service wasn't that good. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to tip. No, Envy, you have to tip.
No, I don't.
Those people who are in the service industry, they depend on rich people like you to come through and leave good tips, whether the service is good or not.
See, that's the problem. You can't leave a tip if the service is not good. I'm going to leave a tip depending on if the service is good or not. They have to make good service.
Don't hold the staff accountable for the restaurant.
You ever been to a restaurant and they treat you like ish? They don't come back and refill your water. They don't do anything. And you're supposed to
tip? Need to tip.
No!
I'm not tipping for bad service.
You tip for good service, not for bad service.
Yeah, you can't tip for bad service.
You can't tip for bad service.
You can't do what you want to do and still expect to
get
tipped.
That's right.
Exactly.
I'm not saying tip people with bad service.
That's what you just said.
But what I'm saying is this is how these people make their money.
Correct.
So you probably getting bad service because they don't have gas in the Tacoma. because they not making money at work. Because everybody who come in there say, hey, we getting bad service. What if it's a bad restaurant?
I would have gave the man gas money.
I would have gave him gas money, too. But you're not going to pressure me into giving you gas money. Ibbet,
That's his mistake. You on the radio every morning. You getting pressed for a tip, whether it's good or not. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's just the facts of life.
Right, how you press for a tip, Envy?
I don't know. When I go out, I tip. I tip well. 20-25% when I tip. But when the service is good, if the service is bad,
what you do?
I ain't gonna tip you nothing.
I agree. I can't tip you for bad service. I'll give you a little something for bad. I'll give you the basics for bad service.
Yeah, basics.
I'll give you $5.
I'm not gonna tip you well just because I have to.
I think that's what Lowe's is saying. Even if they're giving bad service, you should just give them a basic tip. But if you're doing a great job, you get a big tip.
Should you pull them to the side and tell them why you didn't tip them as good as you would?
After you eat.
Yeah, after
so
you.
They don't spit in your food.
This is a good topic. Let's talk about this. 800-585-1051. Charlamagne gave Donkey a Day to two men.
Yeah, Xavier and Nicholas.
All right, and the reason you gave him Donkey a Day was because
Nicholas is an Uber driver, and he straight up asked for gas money because he couldn't get to Xavier. I don't see a problem with that personally. You know what I'm saying? Xavier threatened to call the police on him and report him to Uber.
But this is the thing. We don't even know if Xavier had the money. Like, Uber Eats is expensive as hell. We don't know if he had the money.
Then you got to factor in the location.
But
that
might have been his last money. That might have been his last dollar to get that food. And now you want me to give you extra and I don't have it. And you're saying I'm not going to bring your food unless I give you a tip. And this is all I got.
All this is true.
He could be a college student. He could be like, but you can't make somebody give you a tip to bring my food that I paid for already.
He didn't try to make him. He did ask.
But Charlamagne, he humbly actually dropped the food off.
He did drop it. He got it there.
And the guy said, tasty.
Right.
He should get Donkey of the Day. Because you being sarcastic.
I gave it both to him.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club.
Free the Uber driver.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.